What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
I do all this alone.
Yeah.
Alone. I ain't got nobody. That's where the shit comes from. I ain't got nobody to push to this level. That's my darkness. That's why I laugh at these motherfuckers. You think they fucking know me? You think you know me coming to my dungeon? It's a lonely dungeon because you don't want to do this shit alone. Every day? Train this hard by yourself? Come on, man.
Yeah.
And this is, you see me breathing heavy? Exactly. So imagine the level I go to.
Yeah.
I was alone on this earth. I have God, but alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything.
You can achieve a lot of shit if you get off your ass and you start moving and you start motivating yourself. Start becoming a self-motivator.
Sometimes your motivation needs to be because no one else wants to fucking do it. We need doctors. We need fucking lawyers. We need dentists. We need teachers. We also need fucking savages. This message I do is not for fucking everybody. So I don't want to say that soft bullshit about, do you have sunscreen on? This message is dangerous. It's too hot. I'm not asking you to fucking be like me. Do you?
I'm good. You ain't good, man. You ain't never fucking arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never fucking arrived. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people. Period.
No one knows the real truth about me. How hard I really go. I don't care if anybody knows. I don't want anybody to know. I'm an introvert. I live an introverted life. And I love that about me. That right there is my fuel.
I didn't have a motherfucker come wake me up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning and say, hey, you gotta get your shit in. I had no trainer. I didn't have a nutritionist. It was the self-discipline that I had to survive. I was weak. To thrive.
You're alone. You're alone. You may have a shrink you're going to. You may have a best friend you're going to. But there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kind of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're fucked. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over. You have to live in your own fucking world. You cannot judge yourself. That's why social media and all these things are horrible. You can't judge yourself off of the so-called competition that we have made up in our mind. The things that how people look, how people act, how smart someone is. This is a race that you run completely alone. And you're all by yourself.
Life created this person, me. Life created me to be this fucked up person that I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix this shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where the shit started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, eventually you'll act on it.
As you all know, it's a hot motherfucker. Nice heat wave. Mother Nature's a pissed off motherfucker, but guess what? So am I. So who gives a fuck?
And this is when your mind has to fucking change. You gotta start thinking, I'm the grittiest motherfucker in the world. Your dehydration? Fuck it. Lick your motherfucking lips. Your fucking legs are all sore. You feel like you got shin splints and stress fractures? No, you don't. You got sore fucking legs. Get out of your head and stay hard.
Who on this fucking earth would still be going right now? You are. You are. You gotta be the hardest motherfucker on the planet. Is it true? I don't give a fuck.
I ain't hear no whistleblower in my life. So I'm gonna keep on playing. Looking for every opportunity I can. Be different. Hey, I'm not crazy. I'm just not you.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer.
The brain is starting to get hard. The brain is starting to get hard. I'm no longer a theorist. I'm now a practitioner. I put it in hell. I dissected it while it's in hell, because you can't dissect anything in a normal environment. You can't dissect anything in 72 degree weather. You must put it in the fucking freezer and freeze the fuck out of it. And then you dissect it. Dissect it when it's miserable. Dissect the brain when all it's thinking about is, I need to get out of here, man. I want to get out of the fucking freezer. Open the door. And you said, nah, 5 more seconds, man. 5 more seconds in the freezer. And that's when you start to pick that brain apart. And that's what all this stuff did to me. I kept on putting myself back into the freezer or the fire and beating the shit out of myself.
You are your own hero. You are your own leader. You are your own master. And that is a big one, because we idolize so many people, and we want to be them. We want to be someone else. And in doing that, you lose all the potential of who you are. You mimic. You be them. You are them. You become them. And you lose you.
A lot of these motivational people come out here and give you motivational words. It fires you up, right?
Yeah.
What should fire you up is just seeing my fucking ass by myself doing what I preach about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody watching. No. You guys just happen to see me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
It's about doing, my friend. Ain't about talking.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you could be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance?
If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself.
You live uncomfortable to gain growth. You have to have friction in your life to gain growth.
Confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence.
You gotta dive deep in that shit. It's all in there. All the energy and fuel you need is right in yourself. It's all there. You got a lot of stuff to do to overcome.
What started happening is, as you get bigger, as you get more successful, you open the door for people to critique every fucking thing you do. And most of the people who are critiquing you usually aren't where you are. And all their critiquing comes from people who are really at a low level of life, which is sad. But what we do, people who are on the upper level, hearing the haters at the lower level, like I said, you'll never meet a hater doing better than you. True statement. I started having fun with it.
One of my best qualities is I'm open-minded to the right people. Mm. But I don't respect a lot of people. Because how am I going to respect you? Not you personally,
not sure.
But anybody, if you're not fucking grinding every day. Mm. And I don't mean working out, getting to the gym. Really going out there and grinding. So if you don't know how I'm living my life, how am I going to respect you? So you have to be a hard worker, period, dot. You got to work your fucking ass off. That's where I gain respect for you.
There is no get out of jail free card. This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. And I know people cannot stand me. They can't stand this talk. This is all you can do. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you.
The biggest purpose in life isn't all that shit. It's how you respect yourself. How you look at yourself, that's an everyday fucking journey. So every day you should be getting after it. We look at determination, self-discipline. We look at hard work. All these terms, it's almost like we dread them. Almost like a fucking punishment. Those are the biggest words of all time as far as respecting yourself. So don't look at me as dread and punishment. Look at those words as a lifestyle. Stay hard.
God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown. And that's why I started realizing, man, like on the other end of this is some beautiful stuff. So I got outside my box and realized, man, 300 pounds. Now look at me, I'm 185 pounds. And on the other side of the box was all this stuff. And I didn't know it was over there until I climbed the wall and saw it.
So what wall are you climbing now?
Man, right now I've climbed a lot of walls. There's no more walls anymore. The reason why is because I know how to climb.
You have to live that way. You have to live in the grind of life. I'm not saying live in the hard times of life. Work out every day. Better yourself every day. Suffer. Go back to a spot that's not so fucking comfortable for you. What did you do today to get uncomfortable? What did you do today to earn that manhood?
I wasn't born this motherfucker. I made him. At the bottom of insecurities, fear, self-doubt, lies, was me buried in the fucking fetal position. How I got out of that was recognizing it, being honest with it, being truthful with it, and then fixing it. We like to live on social media with lies about ourselves, how great we are. Get to the source and fix the problem.
What is making you a quitter? What is making you a weak man? What is making you afraid? And so that's why I kept on quitting and going back to start, or not knowing how to get through hard times. And that's why I always tell people, I'm not a theorist. I didn't study, I didn't study a fucking book. I literally put myself in a fire repeatedly, like a sword. You put a sword in a fire repeatedly and repeatedly. If you keep on doing that, you're going to get a nice sword.
A lot of people say that nothing's impossible. Shit, I even said that nothing's impossible several times in my life. I lied. There's a lot of things that are impossible for you to do. But what happens is, when we come across something that's very hard and we try it once or maybe twice, we then say, we're done. We can't do it anymore. Before you say something's impossible, do it and do it and do it to a level that people think that you might be fucking crazy until you say it's impossible.
Go out there, run a couple minutes a day, you know, bike, you know, do some exercises, just get in shape.
Through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do. And that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. Start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the fuck you want to do, you're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the fucking crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to. Stay hard.
I was that guy who grinded. I grinded hard. I mean, I grinded hard. I was that guy who was up. Like, if we went on an op or we had a workup, let's say we had a workup, we're in Nyland, we're out there shooting guns and doing land warfare, and we did it to like 1 o'clock in the fucking morning. Most everybody go to sleep. I didn't go to sleep. I went to the gym and I worked out.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
People don't know how to turn their minds on. People don't know about this bolts and laws, why I say it, why I start yelling. I'm trying to activate something. I'm trying to activate passion, want, hunger, the dog, the savage. That motherfucker is falling asleep. When I show up knowing I'm in a great shape, I can wake that savage beast up. You gotta learn yourself, know how to wake yourself up. But if you don't show up in the best shape of your life, your mind is worthless to you,
So your savage is fucking dead. Why you stop is because you're lazy. It's because you don't mind getting bad grades in school. It doesn't bother you enough to be mediocre, to be average, to sit around and watch people do great things. You don't mind it. So there's your answer. Your answer is you don't care enough about yourself, so you don't stay in the fight.
A lot of us who are negative people, all we do is project how we feel on other people. So what happens is there's a lot of negative people walking on the planet Earth who are afraid to try. Because everybody, a lot of people are very negative in this world. So we are afraid to fail. Why? I told you, man, you shouldn't even try it, dude. Just chill out, relax. Why are you so crazy? Why are you so obsessed? So all that stuff drives the quitting mind, I call it. The mind wants to quit, the mind's tired.
How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth?
I tell you right now, the more things you can do, get outside that zone is that zone that makes you feel good, the stronger your mind's gonna get. It starts getting used to doing shit like this. It's not fun. My mind's used to it.
Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
Self-discipline is everything. And if you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big. We need someone to hold people accountable. Fuck that shit, man. I know why you hate me.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
You hate me because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life. So I make you question everything about yourself. So I'm going to continue making you question yourself by coming out here and being even more successful.
I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna fucking fail, I'm gonna fucking fail, I'm gonna fucking fail, and I will succeed.
I don't give a fuck. I'm a warrior, period. There's a lot of guys who've been in a lot more combat than me. A warrior's not always that. A warrior's a motherfucker who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm gonna be here the next day. I'm 50 years old, I'm still fucking getting after it.
We're all different equations. We all have a story. We all have to strengthen our mind to figure out our own equation. Once you figure out your own equation in life, you can then start picking away at how to be better. But you first have to figure out your equation in life. Once you figure that out, man, you can do anything.
And if you can build that self, you can build that total accountability in oneself. And it's not about being selfish. I'm trying to create a better me. So hopefully people who are hearing this are taking it the right way, can say, I can run a mile. It ain't about running 205 fucking miles, doing 4,000, being a city. It ain't about all that shit. Shit doesn't matter. I want you to see how fucking far you can go. And that's all it's about, yourself. We can't quit. We gotta figure out why you are this pussy. Why are you this pussy, man? What is wrong with you? What's going on here?
Our minds are very similar to circuit breakers. When they blow, you gotta figure out what it is. Sometimes you just add it too much to your fucking plate. Go back in your mind and figure it out.
Get up. You don't wanna go run? You go run. You don't wanna go swim? You go swim. You don't wanna make your bed? You make your bed. You don't wanna clean your house? You clean your house. You don't wanna study? You fucking study. That's how you start to callous your mind. So that became my life. If you say you're gonna wake up at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning to go run, wake up at 4 o'clock in the, it's gonna suck. It's not gonna be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow. Embrace the suck.
One thing in life is for sure. No one can care more than yourself. If you're out here looking for someone to help you out, and you ain't helping yourself out, you ain't gonna ever make it. What helped me out when I was fat and depressed and shit? I got in my mind. I wasn't the only motherfucker going through hard times. Fat guy, depressed guy. Keep this in your head. In my corner, there's only a cup man and water. There ain't no fucking towel. So when shit gets hard for me, I can't throw that fucker in.
I never found peace until I got real sick. And you find peace by clarity. And there's no clarity when there's noise. When there's always a schedule in front of you to keep grinding at it. So my schedule is always there. I'm still alive. And while I'm still alive, I'm going to grind until I'm dead. But in that grinding schedule, you have to have a point in there where it's okay, at 12 o'clock, reset the tactical advantage and look and see where you're at. At this new vantage point, stop for a second and survey the field.
Most days in life when I wake up, I'm not motivated, hungry, or driven. I have a commitment to myself and the best version of myself. What most of us are looking for is a special fucking feeling of, oh, I feel great this morning. I'm gonna get out of bed and get a quick 5 miles in or go to the gym. If you're looking for that feeling, let me tell you one thing, it ain't gonna come. You have to learn to do when you don't want to do. Learn to bring that savage mentality out of yourself, the animalistic motherfucker. You think a savage gives a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Learn to be your best self when you're least motivated.
If you lack talent, you can't sit back and say, I start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now. And then after I get back from starting, I gotta start again. And then when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I gotta go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything.
In life, there's a lot of things we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be our fucking best. We're supposed to get up early. We're supposed to work out. We're supposed to be uncomfortable. We're supposed to do all these fucking things that people are now looking for a fucking pound on the back.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me.
Literally, you can't even have a conversation with somebody nowadays because their minds are so out of it.
Or they're checking the Instagram.
Yeah, man. So they're like looking at you and their phone and they're here. And then as you're having a serious conversation, an enlightening conversation, they then come out of nowhere and say, hey, did you hear about Trump? And you're like, what the fuck is your problem, man? You can't hold a fucking attention span for longer than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That's why you're not successful.
There has to be something so deep in you that drives you. So what really does it for me is I know what we're capable of. And I know that most human beings aren't willing to go where I am. Mm. And that's a very, very dangerous thing. I'm not saying I'm burying anybody else. Everybody has this talent.
Sure.
It's not a talent. It's just realizing that we stop way short of our true potential. So through my life, I realize these things.
Your best work has to come when you're least motivated. Where does that come from? It comes from basically, I had to stop thinking normal.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. But no one taught me this stuff. It wasn't like I had, you know, I paid a trainer to come train me. Jenny Craig didn't come down and miracle my ass. None of this happened. It was on me. And that's what you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you want to just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts.
Your mind isn't ready. Your mind's not prepared. You've been studying, you've been training, you've been working out, but your mind's not prepared. Story for you. When I was 19 years old, I was going through the Air Force trying to be a pararescueman. I was doing push-ups, sit-ups, swimming. I was doing all this shit, knocking out of the park. One of the best in the class. But the second the fucking obstacle got in my fucking way, I wasn't prepared for it mentally. I was a beast. All I was doing was I was training a bigger, stronger, faster quitter. You got to train your fucking mind for all obstacles that might get in your way.
When I go out to run, I get all my ideas. All my ideas come from when the blood pressure and the intensity is high.
Yeah.
Because that puts me back in the dungeon.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 300 pounds. My most inspirational time is when I was 300 pounds. And I was trying to lose weight. And I was having all these self-talks. Trying to find strength all over my brain. How the fuck am I going to do this? How the fuck?
Yeah.
So you start to have these different mantras. Like almost every 3 or 4 seconds, a different mantra comes up. And just there's a lot of power in that. From being that underdog mentality. I had tons of sticky notes all over my mirror. It wasn't like, be better than John or be as fast as whoever. Okay, David, yesterday you did this. Today, our next goal for the week is this. So I had a year goal, weekly goals, daily goals, hourly goals. And the big goal was I lied a lot growing up. I wanted to be accepted. One goal was, let's go one day without lying.
A champion, he sits in that corner while all of his people are talking to him. He ain't hear shit. All he's thinking about is, I have to find what I haven't given. It's that mentality that truly separates the champions from the motherfuckers who are just good. Sometimes people try to motivate themselves when times get bad, get hard and shit. Talk about life gives you lemons. Make lemonade. Fuck all that shit. When life gives me motherfucking lemons, I eat the motherfucking lemon. Stay hard.
Every time I'm in a dark moment and life's fucked up around me, whether it be physical or just life, I get in it, man, with a fucking pen and paper. I'm like, okay, this fucking sucks. I can feel like I'm fucking losing my shit, but let's fucking study this. Let's come out of this motherfucker a genius.
I'm gonna die trying. I don't give a fuck what it does to me. I don't give a fuck if I break myself off. I don't care if I lose legs. I don't care if I have stress. I don't care what it is. I don't care how much pain I go through. I don't care, but this reflection in the mirror will change, or I will die trying.
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
What were you doing for the last 65 hours? I know what I was doing. I was running all up and down the fucking mountains, getting it in, doing what I preach about. Stay hard.
I'm not gifted. I'm just driven.
Live your life with character, honor, and discipline.
A lot of you aren't proud of who you are. You don't like the person you created. Do what I did. Start from scratch. Create somebody that you're proud of.
You have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
A lot of folks take the four-lane highway to get their results. The four-lane highway is just that. It's the easy route. On that highway, they have road signs. 5 miles up, hotel. 10 miles up, restaurant. Restrooms, all that shit. It's the easy road map to success. Nothing there is permanent.
But the other choice that makes permanent is the shovel. That fucking shovel leaves you with calluses on your brain, on your hands. They're permanent. Pick up the shovel.
I was trying to dress up a turd. And when you try to dress up a turd, you're still a turd. It's like a turkey. You get a turkey for Thanksgiving. If you don't know what you're doing, you cook that motherfucker without going inside and cleaning it out. You gotta clean the insides out before you start dressing it up. Same thing with life. If you don't get inside your soul, inside your heart, and fix it, be willing to go to war with yourself.
I'm in search for a feeling. I'm not in search for a trophy. I'm not in search for love. I'm not in search for more followers on Instagram or social media. When I started this journey years ago, and I realized that I'm going to be somebody, and I'm searching for a feeling of true victory for myself and only myself. The second I shut out the whole world and realized that one thing, that I am in this world alone, I'm fighting this race by myself.
Most of us live our entire lives avoiding failure. I failed the ASVAB test to get in the military 3 times. In the Air Force, failed at pararescue. In the SEALs, it took me 3 times to get through Navy SEAL training. The pull-up record took me 3 times. This is what I know about me. So what I'm saying is this: you can't live your life being afraid to fail. All those failures made me the success in the day. Stay hard, stay in the fight.
You're thinking too much off the bat. When I lost my fucking weight, I didn't look for a trainer. I didn't do all that thinking. I didn't go on Jenny Craig. I didn't do all that shit. What I did was I basically stopped eating so much fucking food. I cut my calories down. So as far as the workout goes, we overthink that also. Until you find a trainer, go out there and start fucking walking. Put some shoes on, start running. Go to the gym, do the elliptical trainer. It's not rocket science.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. So my whole thing about life is putting all your energy in one thing. So my routines are always about synergy, focus, hyper-focused. It's always about mind, because I know once your mind gets away from you, you've lost.
And we look up to so many people in this world who will let us down. We're humans. I'm gonna let you down. You're gonna let somebody down. If you put them on a pedestal, you then lose time when that person comes up and lets you down. You must hold yourself accountable, and being your own hero, that's what that does. You make yourself so totally accountable for who you are. You focus on you and only on you to become the best person you can be for others.
When you are misunderstood to the point where fucking people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? You just got through doing an op. You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so fucking glad you don't, because I'm in the right fucking spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
Boom.
Don't want you to get it.
Yeah.
Don't want you to get it.
Becoming rich, fucking becoming a better person, becoming smarter, becoming more athletic, losing weight, it takes time. Your mind needs to be focused on that fucking task.
Yeah. A lot of folks talk about overtraining. You gotta train first before you can overtrain. Sometimes you wake up in the morning time and you're sore and you feel like you're overtrained. No, you got sore fucking legs. Get out of your own head and stop overthinking it.
Life is one big tug of war, and you don't win that tug of war by pushing the fucking rope. You have to pull that motherfucker. And a lot of times you have to pull yourself through life. You have to fucking be willing to pull yourself out of bed, pull yourself out of a funk, pull yourself out of whatever the fuck life is throwing at you to gain that confidence. By the fucking time the run was over, I was like, fuck you, motherfucker. I once again beat your ass. You gotta be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight, stay in the war, stay in the battle, armor your mind.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.